Let's read John 6, verse 63. John 6, 63.
Johannes 6, Vers 63. Amen. Ja. Das Fleisch ist nichts Nütze. Amen. Sind Geist und Leben. Amen.
All the words that you've spoken to us are spirit and life. Thank you, Lord, that it's the Spirit that makes alive, that gives life. Lord, we praise you for your words. We also want that you touch us anew. Lord, your word is full of life. Give us grace that we may open your hearts to your word, Lord, that we are also ready to receive your word. We want to learn to receive your word, Lord. Praise the Lord. The Spirit is wonderful. The Spirit is truly wonderful. And we need it.
Der Herr hat uns den Geist gegeben. Lob den Herrn.
The Lord has given us the Spirit.
Und er ist heute in uns.
And he is in us today.
Und er will wirken und sich bewegen.
And he wants to work in us and move in us.
Er will auch etwas tun.
He wants to be not only within us, but he also wants to do something. And for that he needs our cooperation.
Er braucht geöffnete Herzen.
He needs hearts that are open to him. When we close up our hearts, there's nothing that the Lord can do. When the Spirit speaks, what do we do? Do we harden our hearts or do we open ourselves? We need to open up to the Spirit.
And I think,
and I think if we miss this, then we miss everything. That's why it is good to turn to the Lord with your heart, from your heart. Turn to the Lord. Turn to the Spirit. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to turn to you now. Tell him again and again, Lord, I turn to you.
Und glaube dem Herrn auch.
And believe him.
Wisst ihr, der Glaube ist so wichtig.
Our faith is so important.
Der Herr will auch, dass wir glauben.
The Lord also wants that we believe.
Es ist so entscheidend für unser Christenleben.
It is so important for our Christian life that we believe.
Manchmal ist es
that we have faith. I know that sometimes it may not be so easy because God is not visible. He cannot be seen. Or have you ever seen God? God is not visible. John even says that no one has ever seen God. No one. The Son has shown us God. The Son saw God. He was in the bosom of the Father. But aside from that, no one has seen him. So it may not be so easy for us to have faith, to believe. But John also says that we have God within us. Recently, we read in John, in the morning watch with my wife, and I thought it was so invisible, but I we thought it was so precious. He's invisible, but he is within me. I have him.
Und das muss uns immer wieder bewusst werden.
And this we need to see
wir
again and again.
Gott als den Geist
we have God as the Spirit within us.
Ich weiß nicht, was es Größeres gibt.
I don't know whether there's any
wir
greater
haben einen
thing.
Geist und
we have
wir können
a
Gott
Spirit.
In uns aufnehmen.
We can receive God into us.
Das macht uns wirklich zur Krone der Schöpfung.
This really makes us the crown of the creation.
Nicht weil wir so intelligent sind.
Not because we are so intelligent or more intelligent than a dog.
Das macht uns nicht zur Krone.
That doesn't make us the crown of the creation.
Ich bin manchmal nicht so sicher, ob wir wirklich so intelligent sind.
I'm also not always sure whether we are actually that intelligent.
Sondern zur Krone der Schöpfung macht uns unser Geist.
What makes us the crown of the creation is the spirit.
Das müssen wir wirklich sehen. Es ist der Geist.
You really need to see this. It is the Spirit.
Der Geist des Herrn mit unserem Geist. Durch ihn können wir herrschen.
The Spirit of God, together with our Spirit.
Durch unsere
through this we can rule. Not because of our own power or because we are many or because we are intelligent. Who knows, we might think that's
weil
it.
Wir den Geist haben.
But it's because we have the
wir
Spirit.
Können Gott heute in uns aufnehmen.
We can receive God
Lob
today.
Also ich
praise
the
Lord.
Sehr genossen.
I enjoyed this
wir
very much yesterday.
Geist.
We have the Spirit.
Und der Herr ist der Geist.
And
Lob
the Lord
den
is
Herrn.
The Spirit.
Und es ist auch so, wir brauchen
and
in unserem Leben, in unserem Christenleben,
we also
wir brauchen auch Versorgung.
Need in our Christian life, the supply. And Matthias also mentioned it yesterday. We need this supply. Again and again. Again and again we need the supply. And the Lord has given us something wonderful here. He has not only given us the Spirit, He's also given us His Word.
And dieses Wort,
and this word,
dieses Wort, die Bibel,
the Bible,
das Alte und das Neue Testament,
the Old and the New Testament is not a normal kind of book. It may look like a normal book physically, with pages and letters.
Aber es ist kein normales Buch.
But it is not an ordinary book.
Das muss uns auch bewusst werden. Wir haben
and
etwas von Gott.
We also need to be aware of this. We have received something from God that is not ordinary. Just as the Spirit isn't ordinary, even though it is normal to us to have the Spirit.
Heute wollen wir ein bisschen
so today we want to have fellowship about this, what this word should mean to us.
Und der Herr selber, wir haben es vorhin gelesen, sagt in Johannes 6, Vers 63.
The Lord himself says in John 6, Vers
63,
that the words I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Geist und Leben.
John chapter 6, Vers 63. His words are
nur Buchstaben, die
spirit
sehen,
and life.
Hier ist Geist und Leben.
Here we have spirit and life. When we read in the Word, what do we expect? When you read in the Word, what do you expect? That the Lord speaks.
Ich weiß nicht. Vielleicht erwarten wir auch manchmal was anderes.
Sometimes we may expect something different, such as we want to understand the word. I sometimes feel that when I read the word, I want to understand, I want to comprehend, I want to know what is the meaning of this, and you know, this is an image for something else, and then I read something more. The first time I read through the Bible, I read only till the beginning of Revelation. I read all the way up until up until Revelation.
Wusste, die Offenbarung verstehe ich nicht.
And
habe ich mich nicht hingetraut.
Because I knew I wouldn't
Aber
understand Revelation, so I didn't have the courage
darum,
to read Revelation. But then the Lord showed me that it's not about how much I understand. It's about spirit and life. This is what it is all about. This is what we should expect from the Lord, from the Word. When we come to the Word, we should expect life and spirit. And understanding comes later. Don't be too focused on understanding and on comprehending. We are so easily impressed with understanding, but we are sometimes so little impressed by spirit and life. Although this is what should impress us, that the Word is life and spirit. And I was so glad about Peter. In John chapter 6, the Lord speaks so much about the Word. He says He is the bread of life. And we've already mentioned before, he who eats me and who drinks my blood. When he said that he was surrounded by Jews, I can imagine that he's saying he tells the Jews, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And the Jews around him who are listening to him, they would never do that. And we also would not do it.
Deswegen, ich glaube, wenn wir dabei gestanden wären, ich weiß nicht, was wir
so
gemacht hätten.
So, if we'd been there at that moment, I don't know what we would have done.
Er sagt dann auch,
but the Lord continues to say, the flesh profits nothing.
Wir an ihnen vorbeigegangen sein.
And
sagt, Worte,
they must have missed that.
Die Worte.
It is the words that
Diese
he speaks. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life.
66, Vers 66.
And then in John chapter 6, verse 66, he said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
Sie haben Anstoß genommen an dem Wort.
So they took offense with the word.
Oder daran, dass sie essen sollen, den Herrn.
So they took offense that they should
Und
eat
ich
the Lord.
So gefreut, der Petrus, er stand da ja auch dabei. Der hat auch alles
and,
gehört.
But Peter was also there.
Wir wissen ja eigentlich, der Petrus, er hat schon
Peter
erkannte auch die Gesetze.
Also knew the laws. Later in Acts he refuses to eat.
Zu essen und sagt, niemals, Herr.
And he says never.
Aber irgendwie hat er hier was anderes gehört.
But somehow here in John chapter 6 he seems to have heard something different. In verse 68, but Simon, John chapter 6 verse 68, but Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Also er muss da irgendwas anderes gehört haben.
So he heard something different than
Jünger,
the Jews
sind,
or than
Anschluss
the other disciples who went
Herr,
away.
Der Petrus, er hat hier etwas gehört,
but Peter didn't take offense. He heard something different and he saw something deeper. He received and tasted something.
Und sagt, wohin soll ich denn gehen?
And he said, where shall I go? Where shall
gehen?
We go? And indeed, where would you
hat Worte
go.
Des ewigen Lebens.
The Lord has the words of
Lass
eternal life.
Beim Herrn bleiben.
Let us stay with
Wirklich.
The Lord, really.
Wirklich. Lasst uns bei ihm bleiben.
Let us stay with the Lord.
Es gibt vielleicht viele Dinge, die uns gefallen in der Welt.
There may be many things
oder
that we like
Religion.
In the world or in religion.
In überhaupt, der Feind hat
in
so
general,
viele Dinge, die
the enemy has
schmecken.
So many things to offer that also may be tasty for us for some time.
Aber
but
wir brauchen wirklich die Haltung von Petrus.
We really need
Wohin
the same attitude as
gehen?
Peter.
Du hast Worte des
Lord,
ewigen Lebens.
Where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Weil sein Wort ist Geist und Leben.
Because his word is spirit and life.
Sehr leicht von
and
davon ablenken lassen, dass wir etwas verstehen wollen.
It's very easy to get distracted because we want to understand something or because we see only the letter.
Wir sehen ja mit unseren Augen, wenn wir darauf schauen, nur die Buchstaben, oder?
So when we read, we see with our eyes and what we see is the letter. I do see letters
aber
when I read.
Wie der Bruder vorhin
but as the brother shared earlier, the letter kills.
Ja, der Buchstabe, er tötet.
The letter kills.
Wir können noch mal die Verse aufschlagen in 2. Korinther.
Open the verses again
weil
in 2. Corinthians.
Paulus sagt ja nicht nur, der Buchstabe tötet, Lob
where
den Herrn.
Paul says more than just that the letter kills.
2. Korinther.
2. Corinthians chapter 3.
Ja, hier heißt es, welcher uns, oder lass uns mal zusammenlesen.
Let us read together.
Uns auch tauglich gemacht hat,
in verse 6, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
Ja, lob den Herrn,
praise
der Geist
Lord.
Macht lebendig.
The Spirit gives life.
Es ist der Geist, der lebendig macht.
The Spirit who gives
life. Und deswegen,
life.
Wenn wir hier lesen,
and so when we read here,
wir dürfen nicht an der Oberfläche bleiben.
We shouldn't stay at the surface of the word.
In den Geist eindringen.
But we should enter into the Spirit. And how do we do this?
Amen. Lob den Herrn. Herr Jesus.
So we call on him, Lord Jesus.
Ja, ich wende mich zum Herrn.
We turn to
Amen.
The Lord.
Ich wende mich.
We turn.
Wisst ihr, wir müssen nicht da irgendwie irgendwas Äußerliches machen, dass ich den Geist berühre.
We don't need to
nicht,
do anything outwardly to turn to the Spirit. We may have so many ideas. I don't know where these ideas come from, but we really have many ideas.
Ich mag das oft bei mir, ich denke, ich muss mich so und so verhalten.
Oftentimes,
mache ich das richtig, dann kann ich den Geist berühren.
I oftentimes realize this in myself that I need to behave in a certain way, or you know, I need to either close my eyes to touch the spirit, or to look up, or to kneel, or when I'm in the meeting, then I can touch the spirit. And I don't know what kind of concepts we have, but it is really by turning to the Lord that we touch the spirit. It's the turning to the Lord, really. We need to turn to the Lord.
Und wenn immer
and whenever the heart turns,
wie ich am Anfang gesagt habe, das Herz, das ist so wichtig.
That's what the word says. And so that's why the heart is so essential, so important.
Ja,
when we harden our hearts,
er kann ja gar nichts machen.
Then the Lord can't do anything.
Das ist wirklich unsere Verantwortung.
This is really our responsibility.
Hier ist Gott und hier sind wir.
God is here and we are here. And God wants to give us our spirit. He wants to work in us. But if we don't open up to him, and if I don't say, if I say I don't want to, then the Lord can't do anything. Then the Lord will say, alright, I will work in you in secret without you noticing.
Aber er wartet schon auf unser Öffnen.
But the Lord is actually waiting for us that
und
we open to him.
Ich weiß nicht, das ist so wichtig, wenn wir
and that's why
über das Wort reden,
it is so important when
Geist,
we speak about the
so
word
wichtig,
or about the Spirit, it is so important that
ich
we
weiß nicht,
open
das kann man nicht
up.
Oft genug erwähnen.
And we can't say this enough. I know this from myself, that sometimes I am hardened and I say, Lord, not now. So it needs we need to decide Lord, I want now, I want to come to you now, and I want to touch you in your word. Not only the letter, not only to read a chapter and turn and close the Bible, but I turn to the Lord, I come to the Lord.
And
I can tell you, this is also good for my spirit. It is food for my spirit. It's also good for our soul. We perhaps get that later. It also makes us healthy. It makes us even wise. It is really good to read a lot in the Word.
But
what's important is that the Word and the Spirit, they belong together. I learned this early on, that the Word and the Spirit, they belong together.
Don't say you have
the Spirit in you and the Word is in front of me and I leave aside the Spirit. But when you read the Word, you see oftentimes that the Word and the Spirit, they are together. When the Lord speaks about the Word, he also speaks about the Spirit. That's why we really need to turn to the Spirit many times. It is so healthy. It makes us healthy. When we only read the Word, of course, read as much as you can, but also, well, turn first to touch the Spirit. Make that the start. First turn to the Lord. And so then it also becomes food to us. The Word becomes food. I'm not sure whether you noticed that in the Bible there's so much about eating and drinking.
Schon am Anfang, als der Herr den Menschen geschaffen hat, er hat nicht
even in the beginning,
eine Kirche hingestellt,
when after God had created man, he didn't put a church building there, but he put a tree there,
viele Bäume sogar,
to eat from, even many trees to eat from.
Und auch wenn wir weiterlesen in
and
der
also,
ganzen
when
Bibel,
we continue throughout the Bible,
hier in Johannes 6, der Herr,
even in John chapter 6, he speaks about eating.
Ich weiß nicht, das ist auch nicht so in unserem Denken.
This also may not be in our concept.
Er will uns versorgen.
That the Lord wants to supply us. He wants to give us food.
Dass wir satt werden.
So that we are satisfied. That we taste,
dass wir auch gestärkt sind,
that we are also being strengthened.
Wisst ihr, wir brauchen immer wieder Stärkung durch das Wort.
We need the strengthening by the word again and again.
Und ja, wie esse ich?
And how do we eat? How do we eat the Lord? How do we eat the word?
Wie trinke ich von dem Geist?
How do we drink from the Spirit of life?
Durch den Glauben, lob den Herrn.
By faith.
Durch den Glauben, ja.
Amen.
Ich vermische das Wort mit Glauben.
We mix the word with faith.
Indem ich mich zum Herrn wende.
By turning to the Spirit.
Indem ich zu ihm komme.
By coming to him.
Das sagt er hier auch mal selber in Johannes 6, wir können es nochmal aufschlagen.
We can read it again in Romans, in John chapter 6.
Yes.
Verse 35.
Lass uns mal zusammen lesen. Johannes 6, Vers 35.
John chapter 6, verse 35. Let's read together. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst.
Amen. Ja, hier heißt es, der Herr sagt zuerst, ich bin das Brot des Lebens.
The Lord says here, I am the bread of life.
Ich weiß nicht, wo hören wir denn sowas?
Where else do we hear something like that?
Wo hören wir denn sowas?
I'm again impressed by this.
Der Herr ist das Brot des Lebens.
The Lord is the bread of life.
Wo gibt's sowas?
Where else do you have something like this?
Der Herr ist das Brot des Lebens.
The Lord is the bread of life.
Oh Herr, das müssen wir wirklich genießen.
We really need to enjoy this.
Nicht nur verstehen, ah,
not
ja,
just
ich weiß nicht,
understand it, but we may not be able to actually understand it. And sometimes I don't actually understand it, but He is the bread of life. This should be a great encouragement for us. We have not only the Spirit to give us revelation, but He is the bread of life in us.
Das nächste, was sagt, ist, wer zu mir kommt.
And the next thing he says, he who comes to me.
Zuerst zeigt er ist das Brot des Lebens und dann sagt er, wer zu mir kommt.
First he says, I am the bread of life,
weiß,
and then he says, he who
alle.
Comes to me. And I know that we all know this.
Aber ich glaube, wir müssen es immer wieder erneuern.
But I think we need to renew this again and again.
Wir müssen auch zum Herrn kommen.
Also to come consciously to the Lord.
Wenn wir neu sind im Gemeindeleben oder im Christenleben, wenn wir es zum ersten Mal hören, lobt den Herrn,
Christian life or in the church
neu.
Life, then it may be really
Aber
new.
Wenn wir schon länger dabei sind, es muss auch neu sein.
When we are, even if we are longer in the church life, it still
also
needs
wenn,
to be
wenn
new.
Nächstes Mal
so next time
im Wort
when you read in the Word,
alleine, zu Hause,
whether by yourself,
irgendwo,
at home, or
Wald,
wherever,
nicht, wo ihr lest,
in the forest,
Wiege,
or wherever you read,
Berg,
on the grass, or on the mountain,
macht es auch noch mal, macht es bewusst. Ich wende mich zum Herrn.
Be conscious
Herr,
about
ich
this.
Komme zu dir.
Lord, I come to you.
Wirklich, macht es bewusst.
Do it consciously.
Weil dann werden wir den Herrn auch berühren.
Because then we will also touch the Lord, then it will be a supply to our spirit and it will have an effect in us and in our life. The word of the Lord is not a normal word, an ordinary word. It is much more than that. The Lord has created everything by His word. There is a power in this word. There is life in this word. There is no other book that is full of His life. There is no other book.
Und deswegen es ist ja Herr, ich komme im Wort zu dir. Ich vermische es mit Glauben. Ich wende
That's
mich zum Herrn.
Why we, need to,
und das müssen wir auch tun, wenn wir schon lange im Gemeinde
turn to the Lord and exercise our faith.
Herrn,
even
5,
if it's
10, 20, 30, 40,
if it's,
50, 60, ja, ich weiß nicht.
How many years we are
dann
in the church, whether it's 30, 50 or 70 years. We also need to learn it again and again to come to the Lord. It's not enough to come to the Lord once. We need to always come to Him. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord. Lord Jesus.
Oh, Herr, es ist wirklich. Der Herr ist wirklich das Brot des Lebens.
The Lord is really
er macht satt.
The bread of life. He satisfies us.
Und wir müssen ihn auch schmecken.
And we need to taste him.
Wisst ihr, es hat auch damit, es hat mit Geschmack zu tun.
You know, it has a lot to do with tasting.
Ob ihr die Geschichte kennt, dass das Volk Gottes ausgezogen ist.
I don't know whether you know the story when the people of God left Egypt.
Ihnen
the Lord
zu essen gegeben.
Gave them food.
Darüber redet der Herr eigentlich auch in Johannes 6.
And the Lord speaks about this in John chapter 6 as well.
Er hat das Manna gegeben. Ihr kennt das bestimmt.
The Lord
das,
gave
das Brot
manna
vom Himmel.
As the bread
feine,
from heaven.
Weiße, das so süß war wie Honig.
Fine and white and sweet. Bread
ja,
that was sweet as honey.
Honiggeschmack hatte.
It was sweet as honey.
Nicht jeder mag Honig. Es ist auch kein Honig. Es ist kein Honig. Es ist das Manna.
It wasn't honey, but it was the manna.
Ja, sie haben auch damals gefragt, ja, was ist das? Was ist das?
And the people asked, what
ja,
is this?
Das? Sie wussten nicht, was es ist.
They didn't know what it was.
Und wir müssen auch immer wieder, ja, aber, wow, was ist das?
And we also need to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it? Even if we know, we need to ask the Lord, what is this? What is this manna? We even have a hymn saying, what is this bread? We need to try it and collect it every morning. We need to collect this money, this manna. When you get up and you leave your tent, start collecting. We need to eat this every day. And recently in Munich, we also touched this in the meeting.
And
I was touched that all the people needed to leave their tents and collect the manna.
Da heißt es, manche and haben
I thought it was precious in verse 16.
Dies ist das Wort,
this
Vers 16, nee, Vers 17 wollte ich. Und die Söhne Israel machten es so,
17.
Machten es so und sammelten,
the sons of Israel,
der eine viel, der andere wenig.
Ja, einer, that some, einer, some collected a lot sammelt, and sometimes some collected little.
Einer kann viel von dem Manna sammeln, der andere kann wenig,
so
nicht
some,
so viel.
Some can collect a lot and some can only collect a little, but all of them collect. There's no one who doesn't collect.
Jeder nach seiner Kapazität auch.
Everyone according to his or her capacity.
Aber was das Wunderbare ist,
but what is so wonderful is what impressed me very much is in verse 18,
als sie aber
when
mit
it
dem Goma
says
Maß,
when they measured
da hatte der, der viel gesammelt hatte,
when they measured the manna, he who had collected a lot had no had not too much, and those who collected a little didn't lack anything.
Warum?
Isn't that wonderful? That the Lord, why did the Lord do it this way? We all have received the Spirit. We all have the same amount. We all have received the same Spirit. When you touch the Lord a little, or whether you touch him a lot, whether you read an entire chapter or read only one verse, he is rich to all. But what is important is that they all collected the manna. Don't forget to collect.
And, yeah. Wenn du es mal vergessen hast,
and when
dann hat
you
dein Bruder
forgot
was
it once, then perhaps
your
brother has collected for you, and your brother may be able to bring,
wirklich, so gut,
bring something for you. But it is so good to read
und
the word
Geschmack,
every single day,
diesen Geschmack zu
and to have this taste.
Ja, dieses Manna, es ist gut.
This manna, to have the taste that the manna is good and it satisfies me.
Sie waren da in der Wüste.
They were in the desert here.
Nicht so viel zu essen. Ich weiß nicht.
And in the desert there isn't all that much to eat.
Gibt auch nicht viel zu trinken.
There isn't much to drink either.
Aber das ist jetzt eine andere Geschichte.
Yeah. That's why there was a rock with water, but that's a different story. But the Lord gave this food because the people needed it. And oftentimes in our Christian life we need this. Fill yourself with the word of life. Fill yourself. This is your food. The verses are in Exodus chapter 16. The problem with the people was that they were sometimes hardened, their hearts were hardened.
And
later on, the people started complaining in Numbers chapter 11. So the earlier passage was in Exodus chapter 16. Now we turn to Numbers Vers 5, ich lese mal Chapter 11, verse 5.
Da heißt es, wir denken, also das Volk sagt, wir denken an die Fische, die wir in Ägypten
the people said, aßen. We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.
Und an die Zwiebeln und an den Knoblauch. Und nun ist unsere Kehle
verse
6,
but now our whole being is dried up, there is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
Ja, sie haben zurückgedacht an Ägypten.
So they thought back, they remembered Egypt.
Ich weiß nicht, warum sie jetzt nur an das gedacht haben, weil sie waren Sklaven in Ägypten.
And I don't know why they remembered only this aspect. They didn't seem to remember that they were slaves and all the work they had to do in Egypt.
Ja, unser Denken.
But oftentimes our thinking,
was weiß ich was oft. Es gibt so viele.
We think about.
Ja, sie sind ja leckere Sachen, wisst ihr, eine Melone.
You know, we think about all kinds of things. Here they thought of cucumbers and melons. And
wir denken an das, was es in der Welt gibt. Da gibt's schon leckere Sachen.
We sometimes think about the tasty things in the world, the things that are pleasant to look at. We shouldn't underestimate how devious, how tricky the enemy is, how smart the enemy is. The enemy also has things that can fill us. I don't know everything that is out there.
Der Computer ist so eine Sache, der füllt so gern.
Computers are one example. The computer can fill so many things. And fish and melons are like this.
Aber der Herr, er hat ein,
but the Lord, he has food that remains.
Wir brauchen wirklich den Geschmack von dem Manna.
We really need the taste of this manna.
Weil ich habe gemerkt, man kann auch den Geschmack für
and
andere Sachen schon finden. Und
and I realized, you know, we can acquire a taste for other things, and indeed everyone in Egypt, the whole world does it like that. They develop the taste for all kinds of things. Why does everyone look for new things to taste, but not me, not I? Because it doesn't satisfy. It doesn't satisfy. Perhaps for some time it might satisfy you and you might be happy, but in the end I realized I'm not being satisfied and I'm not being strengthened by it. It's rather the opposite. Our faith decreases, it shrinks, we turn away from the Lord.
Und deswegen
and that's
unser Denken, wir müssen unser Denken auch auf das auf
our,
den Herrn ausrichten.
Our thinking needs
auf diesen
to
Geschmack,
be
den wir im Wort finden.
Focused on the Lord.
Es ist vielleicht nicht so,
and on the taste
es ist nicht so
that we find in this word.
Es ist wirklich
it
gut.
May not be so attractive, but it is really good.
In
Peter
so in seinem Brief sagt er mal.
Peter says in
in, Vers,
in his letter
in Vers, Kapitel 1. Petrus 1 in, 2
in 1. Peter chapter 2
da sagt er und seid wie neugeborene Kinder
1. Peter chapter 2 verse 2 and 3
nach der
as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. He says here, desire it.
Auch hier braucht der Herr unsere Mitarbeit.
Here too, the Lord needs
wir
our cooperation.
Auch dafür entscheiden.
We need to make this choice.
Sagen, ich will
we need to say, Lord, I want to eat
ich will es auch schmecken. Hast
of this
manna.
I want to eat this manna. Have you ever
gesagt,
told
Herr,
the Lord, Lord, I want
schmecken?
To taste you in the word?
Es ist ein ganz einfaches Gebet.
It
ganz
is such
einfach.
A simple prayer.
Ich weiß nicht, wir müssen nicht immer so, boah, so hohe Gebete.
We don't always need high-minded prayers, but speak with him.
Herr,
talk with the Lord. Lord, I want to taste you. I want to taste you in the Word. I want to even desire him. Desire the Word.
Sometimes
it is good to read one verse, sometimes it is good to read several chapters. Read and read the Word a lot and taste the Lord a lot.
Warum sollen wir begierig sein, damit ihr durch diese wachst zur Errettung?
Why should we desire the Word? Because the Word saves us.
In der Welt kann dich
nothing else can save us. Nothing from this world can save you. Your computer can't save you. Your cell phone can't save you. But only the Word.
Er sagt hier aber noch in Vers 3, wenn ihr geschmeckt habt,
and
dass der
in
Herr
Verse 3,
wenn
First Peter chapter 2, verse 3, he says, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Amen. Ich will noch mehr schmecken.
Have you tasted that the Lord is gracious? I want to taste more, and I also want to keep this taste. When I turn to the Lord, I want to taste that he is... I want to taste this, like in Psalm 19 and Psalm 119. Psalm 19 and 119. The Lord has made it very simple for us to remember. I read this recently again. And it is so good that his word is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. You know, we work so much and we earn a salary, but the treasure is here. We have gold here. Collect gold. Collect a lot of gold. We need a gold fever here.
Wirklich.
Really.
Aber nicht nur ein Fieber, sondern das muss
but not just a
sein.
Fever, but
bleibe
it needs to be a continuous. Stay with the Word.
Ich habe auch gemerkt, wir brauchen immer wieder diese Entscheidung.
And I also realized I need to make this choice again
Amen.
And again. It is today,
dann,
Lord, I want today. And tell the Lord again.
Am nächsten Tag oder gleich am Mittag noch mal. Herr, ich
tell the Lord again the next day or the same day. Sometimes you might forget. Sometimes if we forget, then tell the Lord, Lord, remind me that I touch you in the Word. I oftentimes read in the Word chapter by chapter while commuting, and sometimes I'm so tired, I almost fall asleep. But even then, when I'm almost falling asleep, then I need to turn to the Lord. Lord, I want not only to read, but I want to touch something in the Word.
In
many verses, he might not touch you, but then at some point, all of a sudden, you find the manna. And you taste it again. It even wakes you up. And when I find something, I wake up. Then I'm awake. Praise the Lord. The Lord is so wonderful. We eat the Word, the Lord in the Word.
Das will eigentlich der Feind uns stehlen.
This
immer
is what
wieder.
The enemy wants to take away from us. The enemy oftentimes creeps in.
Heute vielleicht mal nicht.
Telling us, well, perhaps not today. You already collected yesterday.
Heute brauchst du nichts essen.
Today you don't need to. You don't need to eat.
Die haben zwar nicht jeden Tag, einen Tag haben sie ja nicht gesammelt, aber sie haben jeden Tag gegessen.
One day they didn't collect, the people didn't collect, but they always ate. They ate every single day, so eat every day.
Weil ich habe mir oft gedacht, ja, einen Tag haben sie ja nicht gesammelt.
I oftentimes thought, well,
ich einen Tag auch nicht, habe ich so nachgedacht.
Well,
ja,
the people didn't eat for one day, then I thought to myself, well, perhaps one day I don't need to, perhaps there's one day that I don't need to eat either. But this is just our own thinking. It's like the people of Israel, they were thinking, but instead we need to turn to the Lord. We need to eat every single day. On the Sabbath day, they didn't collect, but they had collected in advance. There's not one day when we can do without eating. Let us eat and drink the Lord again and again. Because this is what strengthens us, and this lets us stay with the Lord, and it gives us a continuity, endurance. And one more thing, what also impressed me very much is that we read the word and it is our food. But the Lord also says in one passage,
das Wort, es ist, was soll ich jetzt sagen? Ich bin gerade rausgekommen.
Lost verse right now.
Wort des Glaubens,
the word,
das uns nährt.
The word of faith that nourishes us. Paul says this to Timothy.
Und das ist unsere
nourish yourself with the word of faith. And this is the food that we take. We also need to use our mouth for this. So don't just read the word silently. But open your mouth, eat. Let the Lord come in. In Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 says that the word is near you. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. My concept is that my word is near to me in my heart and in the spirit. That's what my concept is. But here it says, the word is near you in your mouth. The word is near to you in your mouth. In your mouth and in your heart. It is both.
Tue deinen Mund auf und der Herr füllt ihn mit Essen.
Open your mouth and the Lord will fill it with food and nourishment. Open your mouth. When you read, speak with the Lord.
Fang an, les nicht nur, sondern fang an, mit ihm darüber zu reden. Herr, ich danke
dir.
Du bist das Wort
des Lebens. Don't only read, but speak with the Lord. Say,
du bist der
Lord,
Geist
I thank you. You are, you are the food. You are the food.
Ich habe vor kurzem von einem Bruder gelesen,
recently I read about a brother who has passed away long ago, hundreds of years ago, and his name is George Müller. He lived in England a long time ago. And for 14 years, he always got up in the morning and prayed. But at one point, he realized that this is fine, but that's not good enough. And so after that, he realized he needs to take the word every morning. And when he took the word, he realized that this is my food. We need to realize this. Not just after 14 years. That would be too late. We need to realize it today and now. Don't wait for 14 years, but realize that you need the word in the morning, every morning.
Er hat angefangen, es sogar mit Gebet dann zu vermischen.
And so this brother also realized that he had to mix the word with prayer. So he had the word and prayer. He had the supply and the prayer. And that impressed me.
Oh, Herr, ich weiß nicht, ob wir wissen, was für ein Vorrecht wir haben.
I don't know whether we grasp what a privilege we have. Oftentimes I wasn't conscious of that. I grew up here, and oftentimes for a long time I didn't realize just how much of a privilege I have, that I can know this already. But the knowing is not enough. I also need to turn. And the Lord also satisfies us.
Aber
the
wisst ihr,
word
ich sogar satt,
is in our mouth.
Zu einem das macht auch satt.
The word is in our mouth, but even when I speak the word to a brother, that also satisfies me and refreshes me. And so you're sitting here and I'm speaking, but I'm refreshed and I enjoy the Lord. I want to share this enjoyment with you.
Nicht nur in der Versammlung.
Not only in the meeting.
Nicht zur Versammlung fixiert sein.
Don't be just too focused on the meetings, but also at home.
Nimm einen Bruder, ich weiß nicht, wo ihr alle seid, in der Familie.
I don't know
jemand dazu.
Where you are, whether take a brother with you and speak.
Ich hab was geschmeckt, ich hab was von
speak
dem
to each other. Share this manna with each other. Let us do an exchange. Tell each other what you've read.
Das manna.
My wife and I,
enjoy
this manna every morning, and it tastes so good. Recently we read in 1 John and it was so good, and we didn't read much and we didn't read for very long, but we enjoyed it and we mixed it with prayer. And when we are filled with this food, then also it will come out. We will share it in the meeting. I'm even being satisfied when we share to unbelievers. We probably know this experience. When we speak to an unbeliever, and when I say, you have to be saved, believe in the Lord Jesus, this refreshes us. Then we taste some of this manna. This is so wonderful. I can't even stop speaking about this now. Sometimes I feel that we need to learn to enjoy. Oftentimes we are so religious and we just say Amen.
Ich weiß nicht, was wir alles haben. Egal. Aber wir müssen genießen.
I don't know what kind of concepts we have, but we need to enjoy and taste that the Lord is good. And I also wanted to say that if we only take the letter,
dann haben wir gelesen, der Buchstabe tötet.
The letter kills.
Das müssen wir auch wissen.
And we also need to know this.
Eine Auswirkung auf uns.
This also has an effect on us.
Wenn du verpasst, dich zum Herrn zu wenden,
when you miss
und
to the turning to the Lord,
nur den Buchstaben sieht,
and
nur diese,
if you see only the letter, words,
ich weiß nicht, das Wissen oder
you know, next to each other, or knowledge,
oder
or understanding, if you only try to understand it,
dann es hat auch eine Wirkung. Es hat
that,
eine Wirkung. Und
that
zwar,
too has an effect on you and it kills.
Es tötet und
it kills. And that's why
wir müssen uns auch zum Herrn wenden.
We need to turn to
nicht,
the Lord.
Ich will nicht den Tod, wenn ich hier drin lese.
I don't want death when I read. I want life. I
und
want to touch
genießen.
Him
Amen.
And enjoy him.
Gibt's hier noch ein Vers?
And one more verse.
In Psalm. Jetzt gehen wir in den Psalm noch.
In Psalm 119.
Der ist übrigens der längste Psalm. Der längste
which is the
Psalm.
Longest Psalm.
Und er spricht hier nur über das Wort.
And he speaks. The psalm speaks only about the word.
Psalm 162. Psalm 119.
Psalm
162. Wow. Und da heißt es
Psalm 119 verse 162.
Wie einer, der
I rejoice at your word as one who finds
ja, lasst
great
uns
treasure.
Wirklich uns freuen an dem Herrn. Freuen an
let
dem
us
Wort.
Rejoice in the Lord and at his word. There also needs to refresh our joy again and again. Otherwise we're just sitting there and we think it's hard, difficult to come to the meeting and to come to the word and to come to the meeting, and then we may say, well, the brother's sharing so long and the air is not fresh, but the spirit also is like the wind that blows.
But
let this wind of the spirit touch you.
Nimm von diesem Geist, dann wende dich.
Take off the spirit and turn and rejoice.
Herr muss wirklich diese Freude erwecken.
The Lord needs to refresh our joy.
Nicht so einfach.
Otherwise, it's really not easy if we are all sad and in tribulation. Sometimes, of course, it's real tribulation. Sometimes it's real tribulation. But praise the Lord, we have the saints who speak the words of faith, who have food with them. How often have the saints saved me?
You know,
it is so good to have the saints. Praise the Lord. Let us really enjoy and taste the Lord. Amen.